I pray you draw near and attend now a while. Here's a pretty new ditty will make you to smile. The truth of the business you need not to fear. Of a notable jest was done in Harfordshire. A lusty brave malt man in that country did dwell. That loved a fair woman many people can tell. But if you'll be pleased to attend here and mind, he was fitted very finely and served in his kind. A dainty brave alewife that lived him near, that bought her malt of him to brew her strong beer. For he was kind-hearted and loving and free, but she paid him in zeer, as you plainly shall see. She was run 20 pounds for malt on the score, but he aimed a barrel of bear for to bore. But he was deceived, he was caught in a snare. She was too cunning for him now, I do swear. One day he did chance to look for some money, but for fear he should fail, he desired some coney. The alewife was beautiful and very fair, and the malt man, his senses was all on afire. With seeing sweet babies in the alewife's eyes, that Cupid had struck him with a lustful surprise. He put forth a question and did her salute. She answered him honestly with a civil dispute. For all you're my malt man, your suit's all in vain. I'll ne'er wrong my conscience, my credit to stain, that I should defile my own husband's bed, to be such a whore to set horns on his head. Thou needs not to fear, that will be no disgrace. There will be nobody near us in this place. She, hearing him eager and so earnestly bent, thought she, I will fit him, I'll his purpose prevent. And now she contrives an invention, I swear, to pay him the money and trap him in a snare, and tells him if he will but stay till next day, he should have his desire to sport and to play. My husband tomorrow he will be from home, and then, sir, again, if you please, you may come. And rest yourself satisfied and be content. Keep everything close and all dangers prevent. Then the maltster was pleased in the story we find. He was sweetly contented, it pleased his mind. He said, I'll be a good friend if thou be to me true. But she was an honest woman, I tell unto you. Then she to her husband did tell all her mind. Be ruled by me and will fit him in kind. And so then the alewife laid for him a snare, to make her husband acquainted it was all her care. Then this plot was contrived with her husband's consent, to pay off the maltster and give him content. Next day then this maltster did come to this dame, but he was well rewarded, I think, for the same. Her husband was in ambush, and she on the bed, and the maltster fell to embracing, and nothing did dread. But before he could his work then begin, her husband immediately fell upon him. What surah do you mean to make a whore of my wife? Must I be a cuckold all the days of my life? And with a good cudgel he hanged his bones and made him believe he would cut out his stones. So by head and by ears he pulled him off floor, that the maltster be pissed him, he loudly did roar. All the money you owe me I'll freely forgive, if you'll save my life and let me now live. No, sirrah, I'll geld you and put you to sorrow. You had enough of your own, you need not to borrow. Oh, then he did beg on his knees very sore, if you'll forgive me, I'll do so no more. Oh, now, saith the yeoman, I'll do it for once. Your pitiful begging hath saved your stones. You say you will quit me, your score's very large. Then take pen and paper and write a discharge. The thing it was done, and they quitted the score, and he turned the maltster out of the door, and gave him a charge he should come no more there, and take for a warning, or he shall pay for it dear. He went sneaking away, and was sorely decoyed, and paid for the thing that he never enjoyed. And now I intend to let my pen rest. Every man with his own wife, I think that the best.